Okay, it says what you call at the end of the parsha, the last part of the parsha, the very, very last thing, the end of the slot. Okay. So let's take a look for a second. The Rambam says in Yad Chazaka, he says, the anaf sha'osim al knaf ha-beged mimin ha-beged hu ha-nikra tzitzis. In other words, you have on the corners of your garment, right, like a branch coming out, right? There's actually two sections to it. There's the anaf and the gdil. The gdil is what's wound around, right? And the anaf is what you call it, what remains, you know, at the bottom, the string. So, but sometimes they refer to the entire thing as anaf.
Paris olive?
No, I was reading with Rambam. That's a Rambam. That's not here. So and the Rambam says, it's nikra tzitzis. Why? Mipnei shu domeh letzitzis shel rosh. It's like the strands of hair of your head. Shenema v'ikacheni betzitzis roshi. Pasuk by Yechezkel. He's picked up by his hair, as it were. Tzitzis roshi. So the rosh, right? The rosh, the tzitzis that he's talking about over here. Any place. Where there is, I heard, you know, many times from Rosh Shapiro's Zechatar Gavracha, that wherever there's a place of productivity in the person, that's where there's Seyar, right? So different types of productivity. There's the Seyar of there's the Seyar of the Rosh, of the head. English I'm not translating. Of productivity, productivity. You produce things, it creates peros. So the place, what do you call, like the Makama Erva, right? So there's hair, your head, face, what do you call it? There's hair right underneath the arms. The arms are the kalim, are the tools of pu'ula, of action, right? So there's hair. That's a symbol of productivity. But anyway, that's just keep that in parens. But be that as it may, so the tzitzis are called tzitzis miloshon tzitzis roshi. Tzitzis roshi, right? So we're going to try and understand a little bit about tzitzis, and then backtrack into the parsha. We talked about last week. We discussed the idea about preparing oneself for a mitzvah. Now, remember when we were talking in Bahaloscha, we talked about the idea of preparing oneself for a mitzvah. So in the light of what the Shasem has told us, of why it says Bahalos Chasaneros as opposed to Bahalakos Chasaneros. Right? Bahalos Chasaneros, and there's a person like Rashi says, you should hold the flame there, Anshiyala Hala, what he called Melea, until the flame rises on its own, right? The idea being, in other words, that a person has to invest his excitement, his connection, his thought, his heart into the mitzvah, that itself, that flame then lights the bigger flame, which is really embedded inside of the mitzvah, and then the law is olam eilad, and the person becomes a beneficiary of that greater flame that he lights. In other words, you have an initial ignition point, which requires your preparation, and the more that you prepare, obviously the greater is the light that then rises afterwards, and then of course one becomes a beneficiary of that light itself. Right? It's sort of like Lahavdil, we said, like an atomic bomb. They don't just drop the bomb by itself. There's another explosive device there as an igniter, which sets the whole thing off, sets the whole chain reaction off of the bomb itself, and then afterwards you get the mushroom omelet. So anyway, so the bring down the Sidurin, preparatory tefillah. Right? We have the time to say it. We don't have the time to say it. We should have the time to say it. We really think about it, right? Even if we don't necessarily have to say it. Not everybody. There is discussion about this. The concept of the Shem Yichud Kutcha Brichu Shchinte. The note of Yehuda wasn't in favor necessarily of saying it. It's much more chassidish, etc. But regardless, just the idea that the text, the context of what's being presented over there, it does awaken a person what he's about to do, as opposed to just going through the motions by rote. So he says that Yechavim Levisato Tzitzis Shetivanu Azos Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kedei Lizkor Kol Mitzvosav LaAsosam. Now the mitzvah of tzitzis, aside from being a mitzvah in itself, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah us to be the kind of mitzvah tzitzis, because through the mitzvah of tzitzis, one is zocher the entire framework of mitzvos. The entire framework of mitzvos, attached to the person through the mitzvah of tzitzis. Right? Through the mitzvah of tzitzis. Like Rashi tells us, here in our parsha here, that tzitzis, right? Tzitzis is 600. Tzadi Yud, tough, right? That's 600. Tzadi is 90. Yud is 10. Twice, it's 200. And tough is 400. That's 600. 600, and they're five double knots, right? They're five double knots in Yud Tzitzis and eight strands. So 613. Reminds you of the mitzvah of Tzitzis. But it's not just in the numerology, as it were. It's not just in the it adds up to 613, reminds you of mitzvahs, Well, okay, I'm all set, but there's something more there as well. So let's take a look. So he says, fine, right? He's Bodek. I'm just reading that Seder Tfil Seder Levishas Tzitzis on page 1. He Bodek Tzitz Yosef Im Kseros Mafrid Chuteim. Right, the person is Mafrid the Chutim. You separate the strands. Separate the strands.
What's the Seder Tfil Mitzvah?
No, Seder Tfilah, they're from a cedar. From a cedar tefillah, right. Yeah, you separate the strands. The Arizal says that tzitzis is Rosh Hashanah, tzadik, right, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Tzadik, Yafrid, Tzitziosav, Tummi. He separates the strands always to make sure that they're not tangled. We'll see that the representation of the tzitzis itself on the beged is really very much part of the way that it reminds us always to be enveloped in mitzvahs. So continue with the little thing. Baruch Nafshi, Es Hashem. The Bregman Dach says, "Pasuk Baruch Nafshi, Es Hashem Hashem Elokai Gadol Tamaod Hod Vahadar Lavashta." Because Baruch Hu clothes Himself, Kol Yochel, Hod Vahadar Lavashta. Yeah, internal greatness and externally expressed greatness. Hod Vahadar. Hod, maybe more pnimi. Hadar, maybe even more external. Hod v'hadar levashta. You have clothed yourself, Kodesh Baruch Hu, in splendor, both internal and external. Ote or kasalma, you have wrapped yourself in light. So that itself is almost an oxymoron. To wrap oneself, ostensibly means to cover oneself. A beged covers. On the other hand, right? Ote, right? You wrap yourself in a beged. Kasalma, you wrap yourself in light. So on the one hand, light reveals; on the other hand, the beged hides. But that's the nature of where Kodesh Baruch Hu has presented Ein Od Milvado. The Ribono Shel Olam, there is nothing else other than the Ribono Shel Olam's right will. There's nothing else other than His will. But when we look around, we see all sorts of things of nature. We see things. This is solid, right? I feel this. It hurts. Like I'm, but we're all an expression of Hashem's will. Hashem is everywhere, and yet He's wrapped, He's covered. You don't see Him, but what He's wrapped in is with ore. He wraps Himself in ore. Ota or katsalma. He wraps Himself in ore so that the ore, then, so that it gives the person the capacity to be able to comprehend. That's why ore, well, the Nitziv points out that of all the things in Maaseh Bereishis, the only thing that's referred to as a creation, as Tov, Vayara Elokimus Haor Ki Tov. But no other creation does the same per se about the creation itself, that it's Tov. On, at the end of every day, we call Tov, Tov Ma'od, right? Etc. But in terms of a specific creation, we refer to as Tov, only Or is that, because Or gives the capacity to be able to realize there's something else outside of yourself, and to give the person the ability to be able to begin to comprehend more than just being locked up in himself. More than being just locked up in himself. Right? More than being locked up in himself. Like the Mitzrim during Makas Choshech, they were all bound up in themselves. They're all bound up in themselves, and that's Mida Keneged Mida. If you live in an egocentric universe, you're always bound up only with yourself.
What's outside of yourself? Hashem's light?
Is what he called is the light gives the ability to be yourself. So what's this all about? With or without healthy? Yeah, recall, it's my fault, I apologize. Recall, what's going on? What's being said over here? What's the world saying to me? What is Hashem, what is the expectations of me? I'm part of something bigger. There are expectations of me. If a person is totally wrapped up with himself, there are no expectations of me. There's only what can I do to make myself feel good. Right? Whether it's power or pleasure, or pick your psychologist, but whatever it is, that's all you can be preoccupied with if you're wrapped up in yourself. He spreads out the heavens like a canopy. And then it continues on. And then let's go just to Harini Misatek. We don't have to discuss the Shem Yichud Kutsch Brichu, right? Since the Nord Yudah wasn't necessarily in favor of that. Harini Misatek Gufi Batzitzis. I am wrapping my goof with tzitzis. So I should wrap my neshama and my ramach evorim, my 248 organs, limbs, whatever, yeah, shasa gidai, 365 sinews, vessels, whatever, beor hatzitzis, with the light of tzitzis, ha'ola taryag. We said right, taryag because of the numerical value of tzitzis plus the five double knots and the eight strands. Ukashem shani miskase betalis ba'olam hazeh, and as I cover myself in this talis, in this world. In other words, when I wrap myself in the talis, so we're going to see that this is going to create for a person a different world view. When he wraps himself in tzitzis, he covers himself with tzitzis. This is going to be the levush of the covering of his guf. This is going to be what's going to set the pace of the way he leads his life using his guf in this world. So just as Harei Misatev Gufi B'Tzitzis, Kein Tisatev Nishmasi, Ramach Evarai, Rai Shasagi Daibor, Tzitzis Olo Tayav, Gashem Shani Miskase B'Talis B'Olam Hazeh, Kein Ezke L'Chalukad Rabbonim. So too I should be Zoche to the beged of what he called the Rabbanan, of the Talmid HaChachamim. Whereas because the Talmud Chacham, or real Talmud Chacham, he transforms his goof, he gives birth really to his own goof. His goof comes to him as raw material, he's born as a hominis erectus, yeah? But by leading his life with Torah, with mitzvos, so he transforms his entire being. So just as I have wrapped myself in tzitzis, in other words, I'm going to live within the framework of Taryag Mitzvos. Mm-hmm. So too also I should be Zoche in the Olam HaEmes, to wear the Beged of Kavod of those who have infused themselves with the Torah, Rabbanan. Okay? L'talis na'el Olam Abba B'Gan Eden, I should be Zoche to a beautiful talis, an appropriate talis, and also in Gan Eden, right? Because again, Gan Eden and subsequently Olam Haba are nothing more than the fruits of what one has done with his life here in Olam Hazeh. There is nothing. We're not coming to something other than what we made for ourselves or created with ourselves through ourselves in Olam Hazeh. That's where our Olam Haba begins, comes from.
You skip the lingo. I'm sorry,
I apologize, you're right. Aide mitzvah tzitzis, I think that's very important. Aide mitzvah tzitzis, and through the mitzvah tzitzis, tinatel nafshi v'ruchi v'nishmasi usfilasi min hachitzoni. And through the mitzvah of tzitzis, my nefesh, my ruach, my neshama, right, we've discussed that, right, the seat of the nefesh is in the liver. It's associated with a person's drives, right? The nefesh is called the shitufa de gufa, the shitufa, the shutaf, the partner of the guf, the place where a person im yeshes nafshechem. Avraham Avinu says to the bnei Ches and Parshas Chayes, if you want, if it be your will, right? Rotzon, nefesh is rotzon. So my nefesh, my ruach. Which way, record, is the word, does my wind blow? You know, which way is my spirit? My conduct, my affect, my midos. That's the world of my ruach, and that physical seat is found in my lave. And my neshama, It's pure. That finds its association in the world of the intellect. So may my nefesh, through the mitzvah of tzitzis, may my nefesh, my ruach, my neshama, all these aspects of my soul system, and my tefillah. My tefillah is the way that I connect my being with Rabbono Shel Olam itself. All of these things are subject to attack from the outside. The chitzonim, one's drives clearly can be taken in the wrong direction. One's affect, one's midos, can be hijacked.
Yeah,
right, for the wrong things. And God forbid, record how much one can be poking one's neshama is a point of discussion. Yeah, and certainly my tefillah, my connection, my connecting valve to my source, to my borsham, that for sure we know is sometimes hijacked by all sorts of things. Right? We're about ready to start Hashem Sos HaTiftach when we come to Yulur Atzonim Refi. Okay, now I'm ready to daven now that I've thought about everything else under the world, right? I've gotten it all out of my mind, etc. So all of these things should be protected min hachitzonim. From external forces, from forces that are not that are part of the mirage of this world. In other words, they're there in order for us to overcome. They're there for us to overcome them, right? Not to look at the world through their lens and to be affected by them. Should be safe from the chitzonim. Talis yifros knafav aleihem, and the talis, as it were, should spread out its corners, its hold the beg upon them, etc. Yatzilim, and save them. The talis has the koach, the mitzvah of tzitzis has the koach to save my nefesh, my ruach, my neshama, my tefillah from being hijacked by these outside forces. Yatzilim, and should save it. Kinesher, Yair al kino, al gozalov, Yerachef. Just as the nesher hovers above the nest of his little chicks, yeah, hovers above and protect them. It goes love your achiv. So that's the koach of tzitzis. So now let's
fly over a nest.
Yeah, I couldn't. I didn't have anything sharp with me anyway. So that's very nice. What does that mean? It was how the tzitzit is going to do that. So let's take a look at a few things here. The Meshech Chachma says l'chein kosov ayom Hashem el Moshe lemor. Right. Yeah, that's in what do you call that's in Perekis Vav Pasuk Lamed Vav. Right, you see the paragraphs of Meshech Chachma. Right, but that's a pasuk. So, Yom Hashem Moshe Lemor.
Yeah.
Tavel ben Yisrael amarta lehem v'asu lehem tzitzis. Okay. So it says Lachem Kosev Yom Hashem Moshe Lemor Shekol Mokom Kosev Shekeshahayet Tzurich Lasos Techev. And the question is, why doesn't start by Yidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor? Right. Why doesn't start by Yidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor? She says everywhere that there's an expectation of Moshe to do this immediately, it starts with a Yomer. Says Meshech Chachma. It's a very interesting thing.
It's Vayomer is immediate.
Right.
Yidaber means
read it very close. She says Vayomer immediately. Shkomokom Kosov Keshahayet Tzurich Lasos Techef Kmo Gabi Agolos. He brings examples of it. Talking about Bnos Slavcha later on, right? The Agolos we saw already in Parshas Naso. This would be called the Bnos Slavcha we'll see later on in Sefer Bamidbar, right? Kain haya Moshe tzorich lasos tzitzis ba'atzmo. The fact that it says Vayomer Hashem Moshe lemor, yeah. The fact that the Meshech Chachma is you have to do something immediately. What's the immediate thing you have to do? Make tzitzis for yourself. Okay. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why was such a concern all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu? Every mitzvah Moshe Rabbeinu is going to do.
Oh, so you're putting this person in some kind of context with the rest of them.
Yeah. In other words, what do you call the Meshech Chachma says, of all mitzvahs, Moshe Rabbeinu is the kind of call it Tzaruch Kula. Right? But over here, he must make mitzvahs and tzitzis for himself immediately. Make tzitzis for yourself. Okay, good. That's okay. That's where we're continuing. Says the Orachaim. Yeah. Rachaim, the next citation. Right? He says, for all generations.
Yeah.
For all generations. Why does it say that you should be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzit l'dorosam? Hutzrach lomer l'dorosam, letzad shlo bo mitzvah zu el zikor mitzvahs kishiyuru oso. The whole essence of the mitzvah of tzitzis is that it's meant to remind you of the framework of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah called tzitzis, but it's not even, we're not talking about the Sefer Chinuch coming to teach us, you know, that the nature of the mitzvah tzitzis is to remind us of other mitzvahs. The Chumash itself tells us that the purpose of the mitzvah, the upshot of the mitzvah, is to remind us of all the mitzvahs. So it says the Orachaim HaKadosh, Tavu Asvara Lomar Kishyavu Dor Kadosh V'Tor. The Rechaim says that to tell you that even in a generation, and this is very useful for next week's Parsha, bear that in mind, right?
Yeah.
For next week's Parsha, with Korach, etc., right? Don't think that you're ever beyond the need of tzitzis. Right, that was part of Korach's the thing there. Do we need chelas? Again, he mentioned something in chelas. Do we need chelas? Kikol eda kulam kadoshim. We're all holy. We need tzitzis. So the fact is that in the parsha itself, the Orach Chaim says, was told to Dorosam that every generation, no matter how often they might be, or now let's use that, bring that back to what he called the Meshech Chachma, that there's a mitzvah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Every person needs tzitzis. Even Moshe Rabbeinu needs tzitzis. He needs tzitzis. Right? Do it immediately. What's the concern? Once again, what's the concern? Why do we have to make sure that even those who are high flyers need tzitzis? Moshe Rabbeinu himself needs tzitzis, etc. Continue on. Let's go. We already mentioned the Arbi. Let's that's the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Let's take a look. Continue the Mishnah of Chachma. You see the next Meshech Chachma? Kavonas mitzvah tzitzis l'dayti kach. Meshech Chachma says something about the mitzvah tzitzis. Yizeh yadua. Habori yizbarach b'chachmaso. Right? We know that the Bori yizbarach b'chachmaso. Hamisachedes imo. Bora mitzius haru'u yalo. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a reality. Mitzius. Mitzius is a word that the Gaonim, the Rishonim, created, right? It's not found in Tanakh. It's not found in the Gemara. The idea of Mitzius, as I heard from Moshe Zichel Tzadik Livracha, yeah, that it implies that something is coming out from something else. In other words, it's inside, but it's coming out. The Yotze, when you go out, when you Yotze from the bias, you go out of the house. So mitzius implies reality. We call it reality. But mitzius, the word mitzius in Lashon HaKodesh means that there's something coming out of something else. In other words, HaKodesh Baruch Hu encompasses everything. He is everything.
Isn't it our coming out to see it? Isn't it our, it's
no.
Observers?
No. I mean, that's going to be
bad. That's why we say, like, it's, you know, the Matthias is what you'll see in reality, like your experience of reality, which is you have to come out of yourself in order to see
that. That could be, but that's not what I heard from him. That's not what I heard from him. Is that what he quoted the understanding? You're telling me in the derech of how to recognize it. He's talking, right? He's the Hazan Chaim. He's talking about the reality that we perceive is something that's Yotzei from the Ratzon Hashem. It comes out of him. It's from him.
Who's this?
Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zecha Tzadik Livracha. Yeah.
So we're putting our tzitzis to something come out of us?
Time out. Time out. This is not Search for Susie. What does it say? He says, he created a Matthias for Uyalo. I just said we're in the first line there. He ta'id, you see, he ta'id?
Yeah.
It will testify.
What's for Uyalo? That's
appropriate for him. Right, this is appropriate for him, lo, for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It was this Matthias, this reality, right? This reality, it's, in other words, Seder, we don't have the eyeglasses, we don't have the lenses sometimes to see things properly, etc. But it's all there, it's all speaking out his presence. Just we don't have the ears to hear, the eyes to see, the intellect to be able to comprehend. Right? The Torah gives us certain kalim. Right? Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, he was so steeped in Torah, he knew sichas de kolim. He could understand the whisperings of the palms. Right? He knew sichas de kolim. He knew understand the whisperings of the palms. So he was able to see it, right? We're still holding by Chometz Aleph Oh. Halavai. He ta'id al shleimuso v'chachmaso. Reality testifies to Hashem's shleimus, his completeness, his wisdom, umitziuso hamechuyeves v'hakodemes, and his reality, which is absolute and precedes the world that we see in front of us. Right? Ulam. Nonetheless, though, ha'olam hashofil bara sfogi. Because Baruch Hu created the world sponge-like. Maybe now they would say more plasma-like. Yeah, what do you call it? It's not totally fixed to a certain degree. He left the world incomplete, as it were, for the Baal Bechir, for man who has free will, right?
Incomplete for man, who has free will.
Ukamaimer akosuv, va'aretz nasan livnei adam, and the earth was given to man. Shehu yashlim briyasa v'yafik osa le'inyan nizgav v'na'ale. Right? I got a typo there. Yeah? And he left for man to complete the world, to lift it up, to raise it. V'inei ha-briya b'chlal matzanu la'akosuv shemechanaha atzilus harishona b'shem malbush. The Briya itself, like we mentioned before in the Shem Yichud Kud Shebrichu, yeah, is called a malbush, it's called a levush. The Briya itself, the creation, is called a levush of Hashem. It's a levush of or, like we said, O ta or kasalma, like we said before. It's a levush which hides, but on the other hand, it reveals. It's got or in it. It's light. And as there is a way to be able to reflect upon, to understand, to comprehend, to take note of the light of creation and be able to understand a little bit of what's going on under this levush.
Oh, the man was going back 1 second. Man was left. Hashem left
the world incomplete
for man to create, by using his free will.
By using his free will for Torah, mitzvos, etc., ma'isim tovim. Yeah, the chematzal b'midrash nisatim haKodesh Baruch Hu. Fine, v'hu ki kamo hamalbush chotzei to mechasa adam, just as levush, just as a beged, just as a garment covers the person, it hides the person. Asher lo yira adam u'masara rak levusho, you don't see the person's flesh at that point. All you see is just the levush on the outside. Kei lahavdil kaviyachol. So too also kaviyachol, the bria, the teva, the natural order that we see before us, hides the Rebbe Shem's presence. Im ki be'emes ein chotzeit ve'ein mavdil. Even though really there is nothing, it's all his will. There is no separate creation here, right? Which is hiding him. It is all his will.
Right.
But to our perception, it hides.
The word that's used is salma, which is from Lashon Shalim. Is that part of this drush here? I noticed it's by the Rabban.
Yeah.
Chalukah, the
Rabban. Right, Chalukah, the Rabban.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. That's
the. No, because he's talking about it. Ta'id al-Shalim Musa.
Right. Okay. Ukamaimra Kosov, Atahu Hashem Levadecha. You are alone. That's all there is. Ain't no levada. Umefarish emasaita levadecha atasisa shamayim shmei shamayim va'oretz afla achrei asiyoscha shamayim va'oretz gam kin yus loma ke boris baruch levadahu.
Because we see really Hashem in the Teva, we're not alone.
Well, it's not really called Hashem. In other words, in the end, all there is really Hashem. But we have the appearance of life. See, there are fig leaves out there, there are olive leaves, right? There's, what do you call it, a yucca, Yeah, there's flowers, pomegranates, and I see all sorts of things. I see people around me, I see Svarim, I see a floor, I see a sky, etc. But really, there's only the Ribbono Shel Olam. But we relate, yeah, we relate to it, right, as each object according to the way we see it. This is very cool. This is not my topic. Aval, le'ein ha'muchash, the ayin ha'muchash, to the eye of flesh and blood that sees, hashafel, right, our eye. Asher bal yuchal asig shum ruchni, the kosher can quote his barach. We don't see the malachim in front of us. God, Hashem, we don't see the malachim chabala, right? That God forbid we create. With our bad deeds, if we receive them, right, we'd probably drop dead on the spot. Yeah, right. We don't see. We don't have the rods and the cones to pick up the all the spiritual forces around us. We just see, you know, physical things. Right. Habriya yikemo matel. Okay, thank you. I'm glad you answered your own question. Habriya u kemo matel.
Why is it leading into this?
You have to wait till the end. Yeah, the novel Yachsho Belibo Ein Elokim. Since it hides, since you can look around and say, "Where? I don't see God." Well, like Radio Moscow used to say, "If God's listening, right, then we say we don't believe in Him. Why didn't He send down a lightning bolt to blow us up?" Right? Oh, guess he can't hear. Guess he can't see. Ufalam Puma, right? What he called this, the mouth should be stuffed with what he called with dirt forever, etc. But in other words, that's it. You can live your life like that. I don't see him. Right? Or you could read by a book by Asimov, where he has to talk about the most spectacular things taking place. And go, but then again, maybe it's all chance. Right? Well, if he hakda. What we said before, ki abriya adayin lo nigmara. The bria is not complete. That's why we don't see everything the way it is.
Yeah.
Because
we have to complete it.
Right, because it's left being incomplete. Because otherwise, if it were complete, so then the world would shine from Hashem's presence. Then when you go to pick a fruit like you're like
we're lacking
mitzvah. Well, I would lack mitzvah. The world does not reach completion. It's not. I mean, you don't have to feel guilty about it per se. I mean, but you can. But the world is not complete. When the world reaches completion, if you want to pick a fruit, that's Orla, the tree will scream out, "Don't touch me! I'm Orla!" Right? Now it ain't going to say it. Right? So he left it to man to complete it. Right?
So why isn't the world complete? Because man is not complete?
Because we haven't completed it yet. Right? That's our job description. Through our job description, we complete it. That's our part of the bargain. And that's how we give birth to ourselves. Because we have revealed Hashem's name in the world. He's linked His name to our name. We have a bris with Hashem. We're connected to Him. He made Himself connected to us. So His name is hidden until we reveal it. When we reveal it, that's how we transform ourselves. That's how we uplift ourselves. We connect ourselves to Him through that job description of revealing His presence in the world. L'chein heir aborem, skipping the brackets. L'chein heir aborei osan b'mitzvah tzitzis. L'horos ki ha-metzius hi beged. Sh'mishneit stodav yesh adayin chutin sh'adayin lo nergu. Says the Meshech Chochmah, he says that's the concept of tzitzis on the one hand. The tzitzis implying, yeah, you've got strings hanging at the end of your garment that are not woven in. Right? In other words, you've got your whole garment. It's all finished, the finished garment. Here you've got loose strands, as it were, on the corners, showing that there's a job left to be done. That's our job. This is not finished. Okay, well, so what do you
what
call
it? What should it be made into? The rest of the begging?
Oh, usually, yeah.
But people wear garments, you don't see the rest of clothing.
Yeah, when you went into it, go into a store, you buy a shirt or a jacket. You don't have strands of threads, hanging at the end.
That's what you buy, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right.
it's actually the Beit of Tzitzis is incomplete.
What? So the concept of Tzitzis is to remind a person, on the one hand, that the world is waiting for completion. Through whom? Through him. Through what? Through mitzvos, Torah and mitzvos. That's a very heady thing. That's a very heady thing. A person, that means you're surrounded by the tzitzis telling you that you have a job description here to finish the world. That's very lofty, on the one hand. On the other hand, that has potential for a lot of confusion as well. Person become full of himself and think that, you know, whatever I think of, whatever I decide is the way to complete the world. Right? That's filled with all sorts of isms nowadays, lots of isms that are with us still, and those that have been long dead and buried, that thought that they also want to complete the world according to the march of their drummer, the beat of their drummer.
He's leading into the parsha somehow.
Okay.
Hashem just should have said, don't make complete.
There's no video. Okay. Yeah. The chintzer gedil v'anas. Right. The hainu l'horos. You have the part of the tzitzis that's wound together, and then you have the part that's open strands. Right. Even those deeds that you do with your own bechira, loose strands for you to do, right? Through his choice, right? In the choice of life, in doing that which is good, the lauch v'dart Hashem, and to follow the ways of Hashem, gam bezeh ezer mimorim tisadeu. Here Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'derech Shonam Rotzo Lechus V'Lichnos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will aid a person. So on the one hand, you've got these strands at the end showing there's a job to be done, you have to finish it. But on the other hand, even though you're using your free will to choose what to do, but it's also, there's the upper part, which is wound around, which is bound together, showing that Hashem is going to help you in what you're doing. So the whole structure of the Beged of Tzitzis, speaks out that the you're in a world, not just a coast, you're here in the world to complete. The world is incomplete. When you wear your tzitzis, the tzitzis stream out to you. You have a job here in the world. You have a responsibility. You have an achrayus. You have, what do you call it? You have, if you want to be connected to reality, you better do something with it. And Hashem will aid you. That's the Meshech Chochmah. Okay?
So the deal is the wound part. That's to show that Kadosh Baruch Hu is there to help us.
It's bound together. It's partially formed. It's connected to the Beged above.
The unfinished.
And then it's connected to the Beged above, which is finished. Yeah. And then there's this part over here. So in other words, we have, as it were, a what do you call it, in our Bechira, in what we're doing, in which is correct, that which is true, according to Torah, we have a connection to this, which connects to the inner perfection, which is hidden, and which we don't have access to at the moment. Right? We're finishing all this. Okay? Are we the same planet?
Mm-hmm.
The same planet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Fine. I'm going to synopsize the scooch now. All right? The, what do you call it? The Gemara in Menachos. Right? We've done this Gemara before. It says, Tanya, Reveo, Reman, Ishtana, Tcheles, Mikol, Mini, Tzivoni, Mibdesha, Tcheles, Dom, Layam, Yam, Dom, Layarakia, Varakia, Lakise, Akovot, etc. Okay? The Gemara, what do you call it, says, why is the Tcheles inside the Tzitzis? To teach us, that the tzitzis is dome, that the tcheles is dome to the yam. Why of all colors? Tcheles? Because tcheles is similar to the yam. Yam is similar to the rakia, to the heavens, and the heavens are similar to the kisei kavod in terms of color. Again, that has its own discussion. Says the Kli Yakar, again, we're synopsizing here because discretion is a better part of valor. Yeah? But he called the idea of the yam, the rakia, right, and Kisei HaKavod. So the Kli Yakar taught us the Yam follows the Ratzon of Hashem out of Yira, right? Yeah, out of fear. The Yam, the Yam follows, and you have to see the Kli Yakar inside. What he called to see, what he called the whole is the borders of the sea. The sea wants to swamp the earth, But Hashem has set a borders to it. It doesn't want to, but it has to listen to the word of Hashem. It doesn't swamp the earth. So the sea, right? The sea follows Hashem's word out of Yira. The heavens, like it's what you're saying, like you're saying, Kiladon, the heavens follow the Ratzon Hashem in excitement and Ahava. Right? So the Kliyakar.
Excitement and
Ahava?
Ahava. How does that happen?
When does it happen? It says, Smechim Etzesim Vesasim Bevom. The heavenly orbs, they do what we call the Ratzon Hashem, Be'ahava. Be'ahava.
How do we know that?
Because the Pasuk says it.
How are we supposed to see it now?
You're supposed to know it. The truth is, if you think about it, just looking at the two things, you look at the sea, it always looks frustrated as the waves crash against, what do you call it, against the shore, against the rocks, against the sand. You see the power there. Wanting to go further, it stops. You don't see that sort of thing in the heavens. In the heavens, you see the smooth movement, right? Everything is beautiful. The celestial sphere, right? As it moves, we go back to Elizabethan poetry, right? Record, the celestial sphere, everything's so majestic, so beautiful, etc. The truth is, just go back to Tillem, but okay, fine. Right? So on the one hand, the Yam does it mitoch Yira, the Shamayim, Arkiya does it mitoch Ava, and that brings a person to the Kisei HaKavod. Kisei HaKavod.
That's the heavens.
Right. The Kisei HaKavod is the divine throne that brings you back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you're Avoda, right? And that's the process. You start with Yira. If you don't start with Yira, then
Yam is Yira?
Yira, right. So if you don't start with Yira, you don't get out of the starting blocks because you're going to be too busy looking in the mirror all the time at Pygmalion. Right? You'll never get it. You're preoccupied with yourself. You don't have the Yira, then you're not in the ball game. Right? If you don't realize that your being is I don't know, I say tenuous, but it's conditional, because the Borei Olam is the source of my being. So like, that's a sense of Yira. Not that he's going to punch your lights out, but it's you heal because he wills. You are. If you're not to will, you weren't. Not only now do you cease to be, you never were, because time is also creation. So it starts with Yira. So once again, within the mitzvah of tzitzis. So aside from that, which the Meshech Chachma taught us, that the entire structure of our job description is we have to finish it. That we've got to finish the world, but now we have to realize also, as the Kliyaka teaches us, within the midst of Tcheles is a remez to our approach to Avoda. It has to start with Yira and lead to Ava, right? And that Ava, we know, is Gematria, is the same thing as Echad, is one. You fuse with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yira, Ava, together you fuse with the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Kisei HaKavod. So once again, the mitzvah tzitzis, as it were, is not only describing what our global job description is, but it's teaching us in broad strokes what should be my approach over here. Yiras Hashem, Ahavas Hashem, and ultimately that reaches to Dveikus.
So the Tcheles is a reflection of the heavens and the Yam.
Right, the Yam, the heavens, and that brings the Kisei HaKavod. Kisei HaKavod is also, is leaving us as happier. It's what he called, also it has that color, that you of Tcheles.
And it's all that you have to do, which is the Anaf, right?
Right.
So you have to have that Yira and that Ava.
Right,
you see,
right,
when you're in it, so you don't get filled with yourself.
Right.
I'm
going to figure, we'll come more to that. And then I know what to do, I'm going to be humanist, I'll be a Democrat, I'll shoot the Republicans! What do you mean? right? That's man, that's like what Avraham Avinu said to Avimelech. Avimelech said to me, he says, why didn't you tell me she's your wife? Why didn't you tell me she's your sister? He says, Rak ein yiras elokim b'mokom hazeh. He says, because there's no yiras elokim. What you do, you may be a very moral society, but all your morals, as it were, are man-made. You're man-made. You don't see yourself as beholden to the Creator to create a moral society. So therefore, if you have a rule against taking a man's wife, so there's a way out of it. He's not his wife anymore. Right? Why? Because he's floating upside down in cement overshoes in Nachal Gwar. Right? And then she's not his wife. So that'll solve the problem. Further. on page 2 there. Vaya lachem letzitzis ruisem oso zechatem es komutz vos Hashem vasisem osom velos asua achoy levav vachem mechorei nechem asher atem zoni makareem.
Can you read that again?
No. Vaya lachem letzitzis, it should be for you tzitzis, ur isem oso, you shall see him. I'll say him is referring to oso, is also a reference to the borshon. Ur isem oso, isem oso. Uzchatem.
In the tzitzis?
When you see the tzitzis, or kaviyachol, you'll be able to see the Ribbono Shel, because again, what is it? What the whole thing is speaking to you. It's talking to us. The tzitzis are talking to us. You know, like the mice, I don't get lost in roundabouts. The Gemara bring down some menachos, a guy who was makbid in tzitzis, but unfortunately, he had some other issues, right? So he what do you call it? He was accustomed to going to what he called to women of ill repute. Okay, fine. Where's the usher when I need him?
Yeah, Okay, all right.
Actually, so we found out the Gemara describes the whole story. He comes there. He's going to do it. And his tzitzis slap him in the face.
Climb up
the ladder, the whole 9 yards, you don't have to go through the story. Right when he called, the tzitzis slapped him in the face. The tzitzis of Meshechachma, the tzitzis of the Kliyakar, the tzitzis, right? As we continue. Okay.
So what were the principles? You saying that the principles of the Kliyachar and the Cheshem and the Meshach Chachma were supposed to hit him in the face?
Okay. Good call. We'll ignore that. What am I telling you? That the tzitzis, it's not just what he called the strings. It's what he called, you know, they. It's everything the tzitzis represent, right? How am I doing this? How am I going to do this now? How am I going to do this? How can I do this? Right? What is this telling me? What is this beged speaking to me? This beggar is supposed to protect me, and it's protecting me. How is it protecting me? Right? Because Casper the Ghost is flying along next to me.
So why did they take away his Yetzirah?
Okay, fine. Because then he wouldn't be a person anymore. If he doesn't have Yetzirah anymore, so he doesn't need to be alive. Then he can push up daisies. Nachon? Right? If the person's got no Yetzirah, there's no reason for him to be here. What is he doing? Wait till he could eat another pizza? There's no point. Afterwards, we won't have a Yetzirah, but that's at the end of the line. Further, right? Okay, so the Rashi, right? Rashi says, right? We discussed it before. It says, "Uzchartem," right? It's called Mitzvos Hashem, also from Tzitzis. So the next one, so Lo Sasur, I'm sorry, Lo Sasur Achei Levavchem. Kmo mitur haaretz. Do not, as it were, go investigating, searching out achrei levavchem, what do you call it, according to the desires of your heart. Halev, the bold there. Halev einayim hem meraglim laguf v'misarsrim lo es haaveros ha'ayin roa v'alev chomed v'aguf oses haaveros. The tzitzis, once again, that which the tzitzis represent are meant, and will come to more what the tzitzis are meant to represent. But the tzitzis are there to protect the person from lo sasur achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem. Which is Rashi says, what does it mean lo sasur achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem? The pasuk says that. He says, ha'ayin roa v'alev chomed. So we asked the question, right? This is not the first time we talked about this. The drash of Chazal, ha'ayin roa, right? The eye sees. Valev chomed, and the heart desires, and then the goof does the avera, right? That's not the order of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Losasuru achrei levavchem." First starts the heart, v'achrei nechem.
No, the eye sees, and the heart desires.
I understand. The eye sees, the heart desires. That's what the drash says, and that's what it's supposed to protect us from. But the pasuk says, "Losasuru achrei levavchem." First says your heart
desires.
It doesn't say desires. It says heart. Your heart. And then your eyes. Right?
What do you mean?
You
first,
in
your inner self,
your
eyes?
Oh, so now the question is, how does the drash fit with the pasuk? The pasuk is the opposite order. So remember, we discussed the idea that is minus. It also means minus.
Minus?
Minus. apostasy.
Minus is Hebrew or minus. You have to get your language straight.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Who made that pasuk?
Who said that?
Desire, your heart. Your eye sees, and they record in heart desires.
Who said the other way?
The Chumash says. So we discussed the idea that Levavchem is minus. Minus, minut, okay? Means where a person, right, he hasn't come to grips, yeah, that there is a creator to whom he's beholden, who holds his very being in his hands. He doesn't want to think about that. Amar Naval Belibo. Naval, the disgusting person, says in his heart, Ein Elokim. I don't owe myself anything. So once you're not living in a God-centric universe, right? Amar Naval Belibo Ein Elokim. He's an agnostic. So the atheist, without saying, but even an agnostic, he hasn't committed to it.
So he is minus.
Right? Amar Naval Belibo.
That's the word minus? Minus? What do you say the word minus means?
What? Apostasy. Heresy. Amar Naval Belibo. Ein Elokim. Amar Naval Belibo. Ein Elokim. He says in the recall that there is no... he doesn't owe anything to anybody. So once that's where your heart is, so now, what's life about? Also Surah we call Ayin Roa, right? My eyes search for life. If it's not, if I'm not living in a God-centric universe, if I live in a God-centric universe, that means by definition my life revolves around, yeah, my avoda to my Creator, who is the source of my being at any given moment, at every single moment, right? That is that's the way I connect to my life source. But if I'm saying I'm a never believer in Elohim, so then Ha'ayin Roa, then I'm looking around for life. Where's life? Life's alive with pleasure. Just read the billboards. Yeah, life's alive with pleasure. Where's life found in pleasure? In pleasure. Ayin Roa, Lev Chomeid, right? And then the goof does. So once again, Tzitzis, right? Tzitzis tells us not only of what our job description is, it also tells us how to approach it. Yira, Ava, right? And then that brings us to Devekus Hashem. It also warns us of how we mess up, right? How we mess up when we're not looking at the world right. In other words, if I realize that I'm wearing the beged, and the beged, as it were, is indicative of the fact that we're living in a world in which Hashem is left incomplete. Hashem! The Creator! He's surrounded by that world. That's how the mitzvah of tzitzis saves me from the chitzonim, like we saw originally in that little tefillah before he points it. It saves me from the chitzonim. It saves me from all of the external forces that try to pull me apart, that try to tear me apart. It saves me from it because it keeps my head screwed on straight. And that's why everybody needs tzitzis, right? Every door needs tzitzis, no matter how lofty they are. Every door needs tzitzis. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, the Or HaChaim Hasbadai, Hashem wanted to make tzitzis for yourself immediately, right? I'm sorry, the Meshech Chochma, right? You make tzitzis for yourself immediately, because everyone is, once you're living in this world, if you don't create that structure of protection for yourself, then God forbid, then you become subject to being, right, pulled apart.
Even Moshe Rabbeinu.
Say to Rashi, what he called, right? What he called. He's telling us that's the example that he has to set, perhaps. Okay? You say Moshe Rabbeinu is beyond Bechira Kohen Meshach also. Right,
you're trying to say this week, you said when you're not doing this, you're doing this.
Okay. That's one way of saying it.
The eyes have to see in order to control the heart, which will then lead the eyes to see and then the heart to follow.
The heart, right? A Kodesh Baruch Hu is called Libam Shel Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu is called the heart of the Jewish people. He is, you know, like Hillel Zakein said when he stood in the Makom HaMikdash at the happiest moment in time, the Shimchas Beis Shu'el on Sukkot. He said, Ani Kan HaKol Kan. Im Ani Kan HaKol Kan. So Rashi says, yeah, what's Ani? It's the shame of Hashem. It's inside of him. It's inside of him. So if Hashem is in your heart, so you're okay. But if you've got Minus, if you've got heresy inside of you, Amar Novel Belibo, Emil Kim, you just excise, God forbid, the Roshon from inside your heart. Nature abhors a vacuum.
Right? What am I going to do with this? So now I gotta raise my submarine turret here. Yeah, what do you call it? My periscope. Iron Roa. The lathe homemade. And now I'm alive. Alive with pleasure. Just like Newport cigarettes. Yeah? Right? Alive with pleasure. Yeah, whatever. We call it so that's what happens. But it sits there to protect me from that. Remember. The Hamigdavar, we're going to synopsize this also. The Hamigdavar says that the two limudim, as it were, the two zchiras in Parshas Tzitzis. There's Vizchartem Eskol Mitzvos Hashem, right? And there's Leman Tizkiru Vasisem Eskol Mitzvosai. Two zchiras. So the Netziv, the Hamigdavar says the two zchiros come to speak to two different types of people. They come to talk.
Two types of people?
Two different types of people. There are those people who are involved always in ideas. And there are people who are more involved in, what do you call it, in the world. In the physical world. The people involved in ideas.
The type of you think you are.
The people who are involved in ideas, it's a warning to them not to become so full of their ideas that they can do whatever they want. Like we see next week's Parsha once again. Korah.
Ideas of prison.
Right. Prison got lofty ideas. It comes with all sorts of, you know, what do you call, oh, I think that you could do this. They got, what do you call, nowadays there's all sorts of stuff bubbling up in what they call the Orthodox movement of, you know, well, I got an idea.
Modernism?
Yeah, whatever.
So what are you talking about? You're talking about your ideas.
So the person has to remember, right, that he has to be beholden to the mitzvos. In other words, I can't escape the world of mitzvahs where Hashem gave it to me, even though I'm very connected in my thoughts always to lofty things, etc., to philosophical ideas, to Torah, even Torah ideas, but I can't ignore the mitzvah. When it comes around, I have to do the mitzvah. That's the limud that Netziv says from the Tcheles. And the limud of the lavan of the white strands is teach a person who's occupied in regular, mundane things. Don't forget the mitzvahs. So the two different types of kids, because it speaks to two different types of people. Talking to two different types of people. Okay, one other thing, and then we'll stop.
Right, I'm interested about the ideas. The ideas a person has can be positive or negative?
Of course, look at Korach. Korach was a big one. Korach was a very big person next week.
Yeah.
Very big person. Very, very big person, right? But what do you call? What does he come? He comes and says, "What do you call? Why do we need tcheles? Why do we need tzitzis? Why do we need what do you call? If a beggar that's all made out of tcheles, i.e., a generation, we're a generation. He call Ada kulam kadoshim, right? The whole congregation is holy. We need tzitzis. We need to remind us to do mitzvos. We don't need tzitzis to remind us to do mitzvos." But that, like the Netziv says, it's not just a reminder to do mitzvahs. It's for a person who indeed is a big thinker and a lofty thinker. He shouldn't, as it were, become full of himself and leave the track of mitzvahs that Hashem has put before him. Don't forget the mitzvah of a shaita. Do the mitzvah of Hashem, because the only way to know that you're on the right track, the only way to know that you've got you're holding the right thread when you're lost in the forest, yeah, is if you're holding the thread of mitzvahs. The minute you let go of the thread of mitzvos, you can be the biggest thinker in the world, but for all you know, you may be walking to the yellow brick road to nowhere.
What is that again?
Yeah, I was spacing out.
Yeah.
Saying it really
I'm
right.
Good, right? So what do you call it? So the tchelis is meant to remind a person that even if he's a person of great ideas, deep ideas, Torah ideas, but he always has to remain tied to the mitzvos. Do the mitzvos. Don't say, well, I'm a big thinker and therefore I can plot my own course. You can't plot your own course. And finally, right, the last part, according to the Tziv, and I think we'll stop there, it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Esho Tzeisi Eschem Yaar Tzitzrayim, Lios Lachem Lelokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. At the end of Parsha says, it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem twice. Right? Twice. So the Tziv says Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, Lios Lachem Lelokim. Right? The tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was that I should be connected to you through Torah Mitzvos. And then it ends, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So he brings down the Chazals, and we're not going to do it inside right now because I think it would be an error, right? Bring down the Chazals that talk about the idea, and he illustrates it. Before the giving of the Torah, and the Jewish people weren't connected to the Torah in Mitzrayim. The Levim were connected, but that's you, right? But the rest of the Jewish people weren't so connected. Weren't so connected. So, but they tried to do things L'shem Shamayim as best as they could. The rest of the Jewish people. They tried to do things. They didn't change their names. They didn't change their clothing. It wasn't like, you know, they had very minimal connection to the Torah.
Right.
So they did things L'shem Shamayim. What, how can you do things L'shem Shamayim? You don't have to touch the Torah. I got to do what I think is right.
They did the minimum now.
Right, but they weren't doing less than what they knew. They knew they weren't connected. They weren't connected. They knew certain things. Levium were steeped in Torah. Yeah, but the rest of them weren't. So they did what they thought was right. But post the giving of the Torah, it's not enough to do just what you think is right. You gotta do what the Torah says. Right? Like we said before, a person can think all sorts of things, got all sorts of lofty ideas, but come out, he's coming saying against the Torah. Sholem Melech, Al-Havdil, wouldn't get lost in the roundabouts in Sefer Shmuel. Right? He said, he made a kavah chomesh or shtus. He said, how can I destroy a Melech? You know, what do the children do? What do the behemoths do? Well, he didn't follow the Tzivui Hashem. He didn't follow the Tzivui Hashem. And on that, the Baspol came out of Shemayim and said, I'll be a Tzadik Arbe. Don't use your Tzidkis and these make it no bigger than the Torah. So the Tziv says, right, prior to Matan Torah in Mitzrayim, so fine, you did L'Shem Shemayim, or L'Chan L'Shem Shemayim. What's L'Shem Shemayim? Whatever you can think of is trying to be as altruistic as possible. Post Yetzias Mitzrayim, you've got the Mitzos. You've got the Mitzos. So why said the second Hashem Elokeichem? We're just telling you history? No. It's telling you, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that there's always room for expression in Torah. In other words, once you're committed to Torah and Mitzvos, and you're doing the Torah and Mitzvos, so different people gravitate towards different parts of the Torah. Different types of learning, right? They stress sometimes one mitzvah, b'may arach tayomim, like the Gemara Megillah brings down. So how did you have a long life? And this one was makpid on this one was makpid on this, and makpid on that. Doesn't mean he didn't do any of the mitzvahs, but he was very meticulous and very careful with certain things. There's always room for that second Ani Hashem Elokeichem, but it's always got to be within the framework of Torah and mitzvahs, right? You can find your area of specialty, as it were. It says in Netziv, he says, this parsha was said at the end of the Chumash, at the end of Parsha Shlach over here, in connection to the Mekoshesh. The person who went out was Mechal Shabbos. Because the Chazal say that Mekoshesh was Mechavin L'Shem Shamayim. He wanted to teach the people how severe Chil Shabbos was, and he did it in order to be put to death. In order to be put to death, in order to teach them how crucial Shmir Shabbos is, and how severe is the punishment. How severe is the punishment. And that comes the closure of the Parsha of Tzitzis. It also teaches you, right? You can be Mechal L'Shem Shamayim, but don't leave the world of Torah Mitzvah. Hashem says, don't be Mechal Shabbos. Don't do an Avera for me. Yeah, that's going to cost you your life because you want to teach this principle. That's not what I asked of you. So if we look at the entire Parsha of Tzitzis, and the truth is we could go back even to what he called back to the Raglim and the Mafilim, etc., but not for now. It's too much. But the idea is that the mitzvah of tzitzis defines for us once again what our job description is, to finish the world, right? What the methodology is going to be, right? Through Yira, Ava, ultimately leading to Dveikus. It teaches us some of the tricks of the trade, as it were. Don't, as it were, if you're a big thinker, don't allow your thoughts to keep you from doing the mitzvah of a shaita. If you're a person who's involved in more mundane affairs as well, so don't forget to do the mitzvah shaita. Don't become preoccupied with the nature of mundane things here in our world. And it even teaches us that there's room for spontaneity, as it were. There's new room for individualism, as it were, in the path that you choose for yourself in terms of Dveikus and Avodas Hashem and Limud HaTorah and Maaseh Mitzvos, but it all has to be within the structure of the mitzvos itself, and then the era of specialization is certainly open to every Jew in that sense. Okay. Good job. Next week I'm not going to be here.
Right?
No, it's not exactly vacation, but whatever. But I'm not going to be here. So meet again in 2 weeks from there.